Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Ooh, it's a cuddle up day. I tell you what, it's going to snow through 5 o'clock today.
Oh, longer than that.
Oh, really? There's,
yeah, 8, 9 o'clock tonight, maybe later.
Man.
Well, it's even showing even into maybe even tomorrow morning.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
You notice how that 8 to 14 inches of snow keeps drifting a little bit more north?
I do.
A little bit more north. Now they're saying the centennial, which is us, where we are, could be anywhere from 6 to 8 inches.
Everybody get your bananas and meat. It's going to be a long night, friends. Curl up with somebody.
Jamie and I have been saying this for a long time. Some of these forecasts are reckless. They really are. Said yesterday.
You said Dave Frazier was reckless.
Dave Frazier's reckless.
You know, I see him now. He doesn't even speak to me.
He doesn't?
He used to. Before you started calling him reckless.
Well, he hates the truth.
Oh, God.
You know, and then, Jamie, yesterday they were saying, 1 to 2 inches for the metro? And Jamie and I both said, you know, when they say it like this, that's when we get the doozy.
Yeah, the word was doozy.
Doozy.
The key word was doozy. You are right, friend. You called it.
And it looks like, look out there, doozy.
And it's going to doze all day.
Doozy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So it's adorable that Okie Dokie and I have this thing.
What?
Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
So the first time it snows, like a big snow, we always meet for lunch. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's been like a thing. I don't know why. It's a thing.
Back up a minute.
All right.
What did you just say? You have this thing that no matter if you're together or not or seeing each other
we're
at
not
all,
seeing each other.
But on a day that it snows, you see each other?
Yeah. It's just a thing. It's like an adorable thing.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. That is so dumb. A guy that... Oh. And all the stuff in the past goes away because it's snowing.
It snowed. So we always...
That is so dumb.
We always meet for lunch when the...
Sean, is that not the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
Seems kind of weird.
Yeah, thank you.
We're not seeing each other. We just...
You are for lunch.
Our thing. It's like our thing for the last 5 years. Every time it snows, we see each other for lunch.
And that seems
What if
logical?
Everybody had their policy with that like an ex-wife? Well, it's just a thing. You know, I know I'm married again, but I go see my ex-wife on snow days. That's the dumbest thing
Is it
ever.
Dumb?
Yes.
Is it dumb?
I think Texnado will let you know that, but very quickly here. I'm not asking you to, but I know you will.
And the thing is, and what I tell you guys yesterday, I said, I feel bad because I don't want to be mean to Superman, but it's our thing. It's like
You can't erase everything that's happened in the past with that guy and then just brush it to the side for a snow day.
You need a new thing.
Yeah, you need a new thing. And a new person.
Yeah, just
well,
a
I got a new person.
Meet a stranger
on a snow
day.
You need to start a thing with him. Get rid of the old thing.
New snow thing with Superman.
A stranger. It would be better.
A stranger.
Anybody.
Hey, who wants to have lunch with me on days that it snows, huh?
Totally.
Where are you going for lunch?
We go to Bud's when it snows.
I'm going to Bud's too, then.
I don't think you're invited.
I'm
public.
Drinking beer because I'm going to need to have a beer before I see him.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Yeah, you know, you just rocked me. I don't even know what
we're not
say
like hooking up or anything. We just go and meet
for lunch.
It's
still a bad idea.
Like we don't kiss
Jamie,
or anything.
It's still a bad idea.
It's just a fun thing we do. We don't hook up. We don't make out. We just meet for lunch when it snows. It's a thing.
Oh boy!
What
are you doing? Just turn your world upside down on a snow day.
You know what? You know what Superman calls Okie Dokie?
Dumbass.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could think of a few things, too.
You want me just to throw something out there? I had some other words, but I think that's the tamest one I can come up with. How about that?
He calls him Chuckles. I think that's hilarious. He's like, yeah, you go ahead and go have lunch with Chuckles.
I'd throw an F on there.
Yeah.
I think you get the word, huh?
All right. I think it was funny. I was like, that is the perfect name for Okie Dokie is Chuckles.
I don't even get that. Why Chuckles?
Because he's a clown. Oh. Anyway. All right. Hey, I was talking about this because this is so crazy. Remember when I said some movie theaters had Bohemian Rhapsody and they were doing sing-alongs? But yeah. The one that Superman and I went to, they didn't do the sing-along. And I was kind of bummed.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. Starting today, you'll be able to attend a sing-along screening of Queen's biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody. More than 753 theaters across North America will add the special screenings, which will show a version of the film that includes the lyrics to all the songs. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, very cool.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, you should go
see it. I can just imagine the entire theater.
Do the fandango, thunderbolting lightning, very fandango! Galileo.
Now they're going to put the lyrics on the screen.
Yes.
For you, right? So everybody gets to participate.
Do you want
to
go?
Nah, probably.
I keep
not.
Inviting you places, and you keep saying no.
Yeah. Well.
What? Why?
Well, just I've been busy.
Yeah, I know, but you haven't seen the movie, and you and I, we can
go. Dad and everything.
We can go, and we can sing along, you and I.
Right. Right. Right.
Mama, I just killed a man. Sean, take it.
Put a gun against his head. Pull the trigger, now he's dead.
Goodbye. Oh, whoops.
I just had to go. Just had to go.
That's why I don't go. Exactly.
Oh, God. Anyway, so I'm excited about that. That's so fantastic.
Yeah, it seems fun.
It does seem fun, right?
That'd be fun.
Because I wanted to sing while I was there, but then I was like, don't sing, don't sing, don't sing. But gosh.
Now it's encouraged.
I know. Now they're going to put the words on. So I will find out for you where if we have any theaters in Colorado. There's 750 across the country. I'll find out. Maybe that one that we like the most, the Alamo. Maybe they have them. We'll look. Okay. All right. Anyway, moving on. Let's see here. 300 people sick. 300. Did you see this on the Oasis of the Seas?
No.
Oh, my God. They just pulled in dock. They just had to turn around because norovirus is rampant on this big old ship. People are saying that they're, you know, I don't want to get into it because I'm a happy person today, but they're really, really sick.
It's way too common, too, on these cruise ships. I don't get it.
It's
I mean,
so weird.
Because I feel like, you know, I used to live in Florida, and there's some ports down there, obviously, with Tampa and over on Fort Lauderdale. When I lived there in the 90s into 2000, you never heard of this.
I know.
You never heard of it. You never heard of the cruise ships coming back
is
in.
Is that because we didn't have the interweb then?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know if they kept it quiet.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but now it seems like every boat that goes out, there's sickness.
Yeah, 300. Oof.
I love cruise ships.
I don't.
Not been in a while, and not sure I want to go now.
Yeah.
But I do like them.
But I've only gone on one. And
I like it. Especially if the boat's really big.
Really big.
The bigger the boat, the better.
So my son went on one with his dad, and they like ziplined across the entire ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Those are the giant.
He loved it.
That's what you want. I think the Oasis of the Sea is one of the biggest.
Is it? Yeah. He loved it. He's like, Mom, you could go on another floor and have all the ice cream you want. And then they stopped outside of Haiti. They stopped like on a little island in Haiti. That's a private little. Yeah. Right. It was really gorgeous. Right. Anyway, moving on. I guess Steve Harvey is going to be replaced by Kelly Clarkson, and he is not happy. Listen.
NBC Universal, who I'm with, you know, is they're making other decisions, you know, because they made an announcement a couple of weeks ago that they wanted to give Kelly Clarkson the owned and operated NBC networks, and that's my slot.
Oh, Steve.
He lost his slot.
He took Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson took his slot.
Here's another little clip from Angry Steve.
I thought it would have been nice of them to come to me as being the only dude that's survived for them for 7 years and say, Steve, we're thinking about doing this, but no, they just made an announcement. So when you do that, I gotta make announcements too. You know, we can't all just hear, but you can't make announcements and don't expect to have to hear one yourself. And so I'm working. It'll be something real cute.
Mm. Wow. Poor Steve.
Yeah, I know. He's pretty bummed about this because they did it right behind his back. Oh, well. All right. Anyway, what was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, this is crazy. That cockeyed big wiener mofo known as Jeff Bezos. Now, BJ and I have turned the leaf. Turned a leaf?
Yeah, that works, I guess.
Okay, so we are good people now.
We are good people.
BJ and I, we don't have alcoholic beverages for youth centers.
We have made changes in our lives. Yes. We're now church-going people.
Yes, we are.
We are. Jamie and I both are. Sunday morning, you'll see us in church.
Yep. And so the thing is, we cannot support the, what did I call him? Cockeyed big wiener mofo.
Yeah, that guy we cannot support. No, he's the head of Amazon, and I know it's really difficult to live life and not be on Amazon. I get it. I get it. But you know what? When you see a story like this, you got to put your foot down. My religion comes first.
Amen,
my faith.
Brother. Amen. And so we prayed to Jesus, and he said, stop buying Amazon.
Yep. Get off Prime.
Yep.
Yep. Get away from Bezos. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
You cannot support that center.
Can't do it.
Nope. And it was weird. We both prayed and we got the same message.
God said go to Target.com. He said also, you
Walmart.com.
Know what? Help JCPenney if you can. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Gave
All
us
of them.
Many options.
Yeah.
No more Amazon.
Nope.
Folks.
And let me tell you something.
He's a cheater.
He is a cheater. And the story gets worse. She, Dirty Sanchez chick, she just devastated her husband.
She sure did. I was reading an article this morning. And it was all about her husband. Her husband, who's this big, I guess he's an agent in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, and the guy's a millionaire, okay? I mean, she had a good life. Well, they had a rocky marriage over the past year or two, and they have been going to therapy. They've been trying to work on it. He says everything looks so promising, and it was so good, and things had gotten back on. Well, that's because she's stooping this other dude.
Yeah, the Bezo.
And he finds out by the National Enquirer.
Can you imagine finding out that somebody that you were in love with and you find out in the paper?
Yeah. And it turns out to be a billionaire and you're a millionaire.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You can't beat that.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't beat a billionaire.
It's like, I've done my best. I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
I did everything I could to keep her.
I worked hard.
Oh, earned it.
Took my one a day.
And then you got Bezos, the billionaire.
So he also, this big old dummy, Amazon dummy, he sent wiener pictures, and they say he is hung like a yak.
Yeah, whoa. That's no way to talk a woman of the faith.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, you're going to church.
Like Peter.
Yeah.
St. Peter. I don't know. What's he hung like then?
He's a Louisville slugger.
This is fun. Yeah, they say that he not only has a big bank account, he has a big wiener.
Forgive us, Lord.
That's what they're saying.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that the pictures say 1,000 words. Anyway, so I don't know. And so she's leaving her husband, I think. He said things like this. I want to smell you. By the way, hilarious thing we did earlier this morning. We said, please tell us the last text you got from your husband, wife, girlfriend, or boyfriend.
These supposedly, Jamie's about to read to you, are the very last texts that were sent to this mistress of his, okay?
Right.
This is what Bezos sent. Who talks like this?
I want to smell you. I want to breathe you in. I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. I'm in love with you. I want to tuck you in right now, slowly and gently. And then in the morning, wake you up and be a little rough with you.
Then I grabbed my phone and I looked and I said, okay, what's the last text I got from my wife? What did Lisa? Oh, don't forget to change the cat litter today.
So awesome. So awesome. And then I looked at what Superman said to me, and basically he said, "Hey, I'm sorry, I've gotten extremely busy. I can call you back in a couple hours."
He blew you off. Yeah, there's the love. This Bezos guy.
Did you see? So we asked people to text their last text from their lovers.
Look at your phone.
Did you see the one? The guy, he's like, "Oh my God, there's the longest line at the bank, and I have to poop." Like, that is love.
That was his last text. It's awful.
It's so great.
Yeah, it's love.
Anyway, so, yeah, they don't have a prenup, obviously. And now they're saying, because he's such a cocky guy, the Bezos.
Yeah.
That he got all these Bezos that we're going to be seeing.
He what now?
There's going to be a lot of Bezos.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like we guessed yesterday.
We mentioned that yesterday, yeah. that she's just the first.
Yeah.
I think there are more.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to see the like an avalanche. It's like a Tiger Woods story here.
You would think with all that money, he could do something with that right eye.
Yeah. Just like move it around.
Yeah, lift it up a little bit.
A little facelift or something.
Yeah, it's like right now. He looks like a Muppet.
Yeah.
Like a bad Muppet.
Yeah.
Like the Muppet on the Island of the Misfits.
He's a billionaire, Jamie.
You know what? You don't even see that crooked eye.
You don't see
no.
it.
No.
Blind.
Not with $1 billion.
Mm-mm.
You're like, whoa, your eyes straight on.
Man, you are looking good there, dude.
Anyway, and so they're saying, too, what I was going to say is that he's so cocky that he has to split his billions down the middle because he didn't have a prenup with his wife. When they met 25 years ago, he didn't even have $1 million. That he came into, he didn't become a millionaire, actually, until 1997. And so they are in a common state where she gets half of everything he made while they were together. And that's the rules. And so they say that he is freaking out because he has such a, you know, a popped wheelie for Bill Gates. Because they go back and forth and back and forth in the money arena that he's just devastated.
Those guys in that category are so competitive that they want to be the richest person in the world. Mm-hmm. That's a title they want. Well, here's what's going to happen to Bezos. Not only is he not going to be the richest guy in the world, he's going to drop way down the list, first of all.
Way.
And then his wife is going to shoot to the top as the richest woman in the world.
How much do you
Boom.
Hate that?
Boom.
It's like when you find out your ex-husband is dating a millionaire. You know? It's like now she's going to be on this list and he's like looking at her. She's going to be higher up on the list than he is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's number one for females.
Man. Yeah, and so he also has to give up half of his rocket company. He has a majority of the land, like he and somebody else, that guy that started CNN, they have so much land in the United States of America, and he's one of a big landowners. He's going to have to give her half of, like, Montana.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
he will.
You should, you know what? You should dump Lisa and try to find Mackenzie.
This woman here?
Yeah, with your keto diet and how svelte you're looking lately.
I think I talked to Lisa, and I think Lisa would agree to let this Mackenzie move in with us.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
But she wants part of that
Lisa is kind of over you. I mean, she's been with you for a while. Like, you know.
What are you talking about?
Well, how long have you guys been together?
Hey, listen, Snow Days. Don't you worry about it. You're the one making the bad decisions.
I'm not making bad decisions. I'm just eating some lunch because you got to feed me. I got to be fed. Hungry. Anyway, so isn't that sad? Isn't the whole thing sad?
I feel bad for the dude. I do. Well, I feel bad for the wife and the kids, too, but on Bezos' side. But I feel bad for that husband who's completely blindsided.
The saddest thing of all, though, is you should feel bad for me.
For what reason?
Because Tim Tebow is engaged.
Yeah, this sucks for you.
Oh, my God.
Because you thought you had a shot. You really did.
I thought he was my forever.
Yep. And now it looks like Tebow's off the market with a hottie.
What might have been?
You're going to have beautiful babies.
I told you I'd buy one.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be gorgeous.
But somebody said somebody texted us and said, I'm a really pretty girl. My husband's very attractive, and our child is really ugly.
Huh.
So
that's some text there, Mom.
I know. I thought that was
That's a really nice text there, Mom. So you look at your own kid and say, that kid's ugly?
I know. I don't think anybody sees that their child it might be.
No,
you don't see that. Mm-mm. We all think our kids are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Because they are. My son, of course,
yeah,
more than
gorgeous.
Anybody's. Anyway, Tim Tebow has gotten engaged. He's a gorgeous, gorgeous specimen of a man. Just yummy.
This hurts you, doesn't it? You want him to stay on the market, just in case.
What if he's bad in bed?
Well, he's never been in bed.
I know, that's what I mean. They're gonna consummate their love when they get married. She is gorgeous.
She is.
She's a Miss South Africa, former Miss South Africa. He went to South Africa and met the parents and everything. And I don't know. What do you think?
What do you mean? What I think? Oh, I don't know. I'm gonna guess no. I'm gonna guess at this stage he's not either.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
Because you've not heard much about it anymore.
No, you haven't. He hasn't been saying
so
it.
So I think with him being quiet means it's none of our business, basically.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I've done what I've done.
Yeah.
And he's been dating a lot of different women in the past few years.
Yeah.
So I think he's done something.
He should have. Something. He's done, you know, something.
He's done something.
He should have.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. Well, yeah. I mean, he's like 30 or something, or 40. Yeah. How old is he now? He's old now.
Oh, he's got to be, what, 30?
For sure.
31?
Anyway, so they're engaged, and they look beautiful together, and we congratulate 31. Them. And then finally, I like this. We love Imagine Dragons. We're huge fans of Imagine Dragons. And the singer told us how he got a Most Improved trophy.
I was never very good at sports, and so I remember in soccer I got the trophy for Most Improved. That was a sad day. I wasn't very proud of that trophy. I don't know where it went, but Most Improved is not the best trophy to receive. So, yeah, that was it.
So just remember, kids, if you suck at sports, maybe someday you'll grow up to be a huge superstar singer, right?
Well, I guess it worked out for him, right?
Giving everybody a little hope this morning. It's going to snow through 9 o'clock, did you say?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
It is looking wicked outside. Look at it.
Yeah, it looks great. Great Friday.
What are you going to do today?
Weekend is here.
You want to curl up? You want to cuddle? You want to? I have a fireplace, just you and I.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.